Good evening. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Board of Education for Washoe Local Schools. It is November 7th, 2018. It is 6 o'clock p.m. Mr. Faulk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hughes.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Hillstrup.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Mr. Sharp is not with us tonight. He had a death in the family and could not be with us, and I'd ask you to keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers this evening.
Dr. Hayward, also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
I'll ask you to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance in just a moment, to remain standing while the Whitmer Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Mr. Gary Gorton, plays the national anthem, and then two additional pieces, Allegro G in Mozart and Perpetuoso by Brian Holmes. Very good. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Hold on, don't go away. That was Mozart's Symphony No. 10 in G major and Perpetuosa, correct? Mr. Gordon, can you introduce or have your students introduce themselves and tell us what particular class they might be in?
Sure. So at Whitmer, we have two orchestras. We have the Normal Concert Orchestra, and this year we've added a Chamber Orchestra. These are members from our Chamber Orchestra. To get into this, they have to audition, and the audition requirements were fairly rigorous. We got
Left and right now, we have Maddie Weiner, who's playing viola.
Charlie
Bowman, who's playing cello. Ben Eichner
on bass.
Kate
Hartwood, violin. Sydney Nelson. Sydney Nelson, violin.
Morgan
Schumacher on violin. And Thomas
Antoine
on violin.
Since
they didn't take a bow, we just stood up there.
Thank you very much for the beautiful music. That
Thank
is
you.
One of the
Thank
very,
very
best
much.
Things about Washington Local Schools is our love of music and the arts. Appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. We have to race out. Why? Dr. Hayward?
At this time, we're going
to
do...
I'm sorry. We have to have community comment. Okay. I apologize. Yes. I'm getting ahead of myself. At this point in time, we would ask members of the community who wish to address the Board of Education to step forward to the mic and do so. We ask you that you give your name and home address before you speak, and again, limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. There being none, back to you.
We are starting a new tradition tonight in which a building will be giving a presentation really showcasing the wonderful academic as well as the well-roundedness of our students. And tonight we have Mrs. Dito from Shoreland. And just a little side note, I actually pulled the names out of a cup to do the order of the presentations for all of our buildings because it's such an exciting thing. And so we're going to begin with Mrs. Dito tonight, and she is going to showcase the wonderful things that are happening at Shoreland Elementary. So thank you, Mrs. Dito.
So when Dr. Hayward said the names were drawn, they were drawn last Thursday, so we're first. And so please bear with us. It may be a few minutes longer than Dr. Hayward had asked, but since we're the first, we're gonna see what happens. So I'm going to show a video that will showcase the wonderful things and the wonderful staff at Shoreland Elementary.
Finishing building a puzzle with a few of my Firebird friends. And like building a puzzle, every piece is important to successfully complete it. That's how I feel about the staff here at Shoreland. It takes every one of us to meet the needs of our students and help to make them successful both academically and emotionally. Come along with me. Thanks.
Are you ready to show me what you know?
All right.
This word is
play.
Good job.
Day.
Good job.
Say.
Awesome. That was one whole row. Let's go to the next one.
Read.
Good job. A few more.
Will.
Good. That's right.
Yes.
Eat.
Awesome job. All right, you have finished your last two rows on your list. You get to go to the first grade list.
Our Bubblegum Words program has been helping our students to learn their sight words a lot faster. And each week they have just one row that they're expected to learn. And if they want to proceed and learn more rows, they can go ahead and go into the first grade words as well.
Ready, girls? Okay. Give me a B.
Give
me an A.
A.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an E.
E.
What's that spell?
Value.
What do we make?
Value-added.
Ready, girls? Okay.
We're value-added. Yes, we are. We're value-added and our kids go far.
Let's go, Firebird!
Alright, girls, today our shared reading is titled Animal Surprises by Nicole Walker. What do you notice about the cover?
It's a small bug
on a tree branch.
It's colorful.
Great thoughts. So far, in my first grade classroom, shared reading has made them become more confident.
Shared reading has enhanced discussion in my classroom.
Shared reading has helped my first graders be able to answer above, about, and within the text questions.
And shared reading has helped my students become better oral readers with their language skills.
First grade loves shared reading.
So
a very important piece to the puzzle here at Shoreland is our school psychologist, Judy Morse. Judy, can you tell us a little bit about the role that you play here at Shoreland?
Hi, well, I view myself as a resource. My piece of the puzzle is providing resources and services to help our students and our families and our staff learn about how their students are doing and to help provide any kind of support and resources that they may need to help learn and progress here their time at Shoreland Elementary School. All part of this big happy family, and my piece is to just be a resource.
And Judy is a phenomenal resource. So again, we appreciate all you do for our students and staff, Judy. Thanks.
Thank you. Love it here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Erin Riggi. I'm a speech therapist here at Shoreland.
And I'm Suzanne Ulrich. I'm the occupational therapist.
In therapy in the school setting, we work on things like
fine motor,
receptive and expressive language,
self-regulation,
articulation,
sensory processing,
and social pragmatic skills.
Debbie, thank you for taking care of our kids. We love you.
I love you too, and I love our kids.
Yeah. As you know, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear.
I've tried to cut these corners.
Leslie Schultz, look who's here.
Hello.
Leslie is the president of our parent club, and one of our great successes here at Shoreland is our parent club. Leslie, tell us about that fall fundraiser.
Well, for this year's fall fundraiser, we did the Monster Mash, which was a dance-a-thon. And with all the support from our staff and our teachers and our parents, we were able to raise over $16,000.
Wow. And when we say, and tell them a little bit about what we did during the Monster Mash.
During the Monster Mash, all of the kids were amazing. They danced for 30 minutes. They all learned the Monster Mash. Mrs. Rotuno, their music teacher, taught. They got to celebrate. They got to make memories. And that's really what we are about here at Shoreland, is getting everybody together to make memories.
And the money that was raised is going to be used for
Parent Club. We do dances. We do honor roll lunches. We do our awards assemblies, our bounce house day. Really, we just do whatever the teachers need. Help with field trips.
Parent Club is great. Again, our success at Shoreland, we wouldn't have it without the wonderful families and our Parent Club people that donate so much of their time. Thanks,
Thank
Leslie.
You. Thanks.
Gotta take the easy way. I kept on falling short of something. I could have gave up never. Then again, I couldn't ever. I traveled all this way to something. I'll take it in, but
since third grade teachers have been serving platters full of different literary genres, the fourth grade fall math score showed an increase in non-fiction texts, where typically there had been little growth.
Bon appétit!
Don't look down.
I'm on top of the world.
Here we are in the office, and the two ladies who really we could not exist without these two pieces of our puzzle is Mrs. Bukulski and Mrs. Cole, our lovely secretaries. Thanks, ladies, for all you do for our students.
Thanks for helping with our kids. All right. Hi, Deb. We love you. Miss Cindy, thank you. We appreciate all you do here at Shoreland for us.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Dito. I love being here.
All right.
Dito, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for all you do for our students. We appreciate everything.
You're welcome. Anytime, that's why I'm here.
All right, don't blow away.
Not me. I love the breezy weather.
Okay.
Taylor.
No, hi.
Thank you for working with our students. We love having you here.
You're welcome, and I
love being here.
Are you working on your multiple pages?
Hi, Miss Kelsey.
Hi, Miss Esposito.
Hi, Kingston.
Look at Miss Esposito.
Hi, thank you for all you do, Miss Kelsey, for working with our students. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, John, Lori, and Kyle, for all that you do to help keep our building so clean and, more importantly, for being so kind to our students. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Scores match the district percentage.
You, understanding we can write from our heart. Check out my heart map.
R, reading is so much fun with interactive read alouds. T, the students like the positive action lessons.
And H,
having fun in fourth grade.
Who do we have here?
Hello, loves. I'm a school librarian, right? So I take what the kiddies are learning in the classroom, and we do some research here in the library. It's bloody brilliant. I teach genres, research methods, and I get to work in a little bit of story time, complete with character voices. Like Junie V. Jones. She's so great, I love that guy. And I foster a love of books, and reading is one of the most important things for a child's development. I am one lucky firebird.
Here at Sherwin Elementary has been an incredibly fun and exciting time for all of us. Here, our students earn Bird Bucks, or they can earn Dito dollars when they exhibit some of those expected behaviors. Our students then can go back to their classrooms and redeem those for different incentives, prizes, and activities. Then, at the end of each quarter, we put them in a drawing and we draw for some bigger prizes. This year, we have seen a great increase in our positive climate here, and we've also seen a decrease in our office referrals, which is absolutely amazing. So here at Sherland, we are respectful, we are responsible, and we are safe. We are Firebirds.
Do you think these ninjas have anything to do with our 9.8 growth measure average over the past 3 years?
Well, extensive research has demonstrated the critical role of fact fluency in elementary school math, and these ninjas in the Reflex program have been crucial in helping our students memorize their basic math facts.
Yes, I was just reading how brain imaging studies have revealed actual changes in the brain when students know their facts automatically, and how working memory is freed up so they can devote it to problem solving and learning new skills and concepts.
I've seen a big difference in student performance since we started piloting the Reflex program 3 years ago.
Right now, I'm going to see the counselor. Sometimes when I am stressed, this is where I go to calm down. Mrs. Harris, here's our counselor. Hi!
Oh, I'm so glad you came to visit me today. I love when I get visitors because I love spreading the peace. That's the biggest part of my job, and I have some students that help me out with it, too. I hope you met a couple of them. Another big part of my job is helping the teachers with the positive action lessons, and they're loving them. I have, like, counselors all over the building now. We also like to spread the peace in our community, so we're kicking off our fundraiser, too, for the Family House Homeless Shelter to help those that are in need and have lost their homes. I hope I've spread a little peace to you. Peace out.
Stupid IXL.
I know, why do we even have to do this?
I put the right answer in, but it says it's wrong.
Listen, I know the IXL is frustrating at times, but you know we want what's best to prepare you for junior high, right? Right, okay. Well, last year, Shoreland beat the state passage rate on the OST by 2 percentage points. So this year, we'd like to exceed that. After all, everyone loves a little friendly competition. So let's try to beat our scores from last year.
Even though we are in a house divided, we come together for the education of our students.
I hope you enjoyed seeing Shoreland through my eyes. I first want to thank Tammy Conlon for putting together this video for me. When I was asked to present tonight, I knew it couldn't be me doing the talking. I am only one piece of the puzzle. It was really important that I have the Shoreland staff tell their story. This staff loves, supports, cares for each other and students. They complete the puzzle. Together, we are the Shoreland family.
You've set the bar very high, Mrs. Dito. I imagine your colleagues are going to be scratching their heads as to how they are going to present their stories. Do you have anything else to add, Kim?
No. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. It was excellent. Now, to Mr. Funk.
Next item, Exhibit 2. I recommend the Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 17, 2018, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, financial reports and investments. First report, cash balance for all funds decreased by $4 million. Revenue for the month was 4.9. Expenditures were 8.9. Cash report checks written. Interest for all funds was $85,723 for the month. Recommend approval.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 4, I recommend the Board of Education approve the following payments of legal fees as presented for September services. Ricker and Eckler, $4,189.50. Spanger and Atherson, $4,134.82.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter. I'll second that motion. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Ilstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
No.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-1. Next item, Exhibit 5, recommend the Board of Education approve the request of advance of taxes collected as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hughes.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Elstrup.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, 6, I recommend the Board of Education approve the 2018-19 student activity budgets as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Elstrup.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 7, public hearing participation for reemployment of supervisor of facility and techno services. I recommend the Board of Education authorize and direct the treasurer to place a notice in the Tula Blade no later than November 16, 2018, which reads substantially as follows. The Washington Local School District Board of Education hereby gives public notice in accordance with Section 3309.345 of the Ohio Revised Code that Richard Merritt, who is currently employed by the Board of Education as Supervisor of Facilities and Techno Services, will be retired and seeking reemployment with the Washington Local School District in the same position following his service retirement. The Board of Education will hold a public hearing on the issue of reemploying the above-named person at a meeting to be held on December 19, 2018 at 6 p.m. at the Administration Building located at 3505 West Lincolnshire Boulevard, Toledo, Ohio, 43606.
Looking for a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hughes. I'll second that motion. Discussion?
I'm not a big proponent of retire, rehire for the most part. However, in this particular case, there are certain positions in school systems and districts that are integral and extremely, they take a lot of knowledge. And I would say that Jay Merritt, better known as Richard Merritt, I guess, he has corporate knowledge and history with this district that just isn't out there anymore. His assistant is new and learning and down the road, hopefully the person to take that. But with the future and the possibility that Washington Local will be able to build some new schools, losing Jay's knowledge and abilities would certainly be a hindrance to the district. So I would wholeheartedly support this, as well as it's a large savings of dollars for the district to rehire him at actually a lower rate than he's making now. And so I'm very enthusiastic, and I've known Jay for years, as we all have. He's a wonderful fellow and does a great job for us, and this is a good move for Washington Local.
I will certainly piggyback on every word that Mr. Hunter has said. I know this wasn't something that he wanted to do, and it's not a practice that we like to do either, but his years here have been outstanding. He's been a friend and just a really, really hard worker, and you are unreplaceable, and you will be soon, but after that. But after that, we sincerely appreciate all of your hard work. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes that people just don't realize, and he's just amazing, and we thank you for all of your service, and we look forward to the future.
Ditto.
Same here.
There being no other comments, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Elstrup.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. That concludes my section.
Thank you, Mr. Falk. Dr. Hayward.
Good evening. I have several things on my report to share tonight. First, I would like to begin with our staff and service day on Monday, October 29th. Dr. Susie Leone led a CPI training with a group of classroom aides on the staff workday. CPI, or the Crisis Prevention Institute, training equips our staff members with the skills, confidence, and framework to safely manage and prevent difficult behaviors. Providing CPI keeps our district in compliance with laws and mandates, improves communication, and builds a culture of safety. The National Technical Honor Society inductions took place on Thursday, November 1st at Whitmer High School Auditorium. The students inducted into National Technical Honor Society are enrolled in a career tech program, actively involved in community service, has a reference from an academic teacher, and must have at least a 3.39 overall grade point average. Being a National Technical Honor Society member provides opportunities for scholarships, support for school-to-work activities, and tech prep initiatives for career tech students. Whitmer High School students raked yards in our community last Saturday morning, November 3rd. This was a way for our students to help our community and earn service hours. There were many, many, many positive remarks from the neighborhoods on this community service. We have the best students. The Elementary Football League Championships were held this past Sunday, November 4th, in the Whitmer High School Stadium. Greenwood Knights won the 2018 Junior Football League Championship with an undefeated season. This is the first championship in 20 years. Congratulations to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and parents. Absolutely. We are in the playoffs in football. Whitmer Varsity Football will be playing Dublin Kaufman at the Marion Harding Middle School in Marion, Ohio this Friday night, November 9th at 7 p.m. Presale tickets are on sale in the Fieldhouse lobby tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. and this Friday from 10 to 2 p.m. in the Whitmer ticket office. Due to flooding at the National Trail Raceway in Hebron, Ohio, the state cross-country tournament did not take place last weekend but is scheduled for this Saturday, November 10th, at the same location of the National Trail Raceway. The boys start at 11 a.m. and the girls start at 1:30 p.m. Good luck to our state cross-country tournament participants. Upcoming events. The eighth graders from Washington Junior High visited Whitmer this week. Thank you to all the Whitmer students that have been so welcoming to our eighth grade students. A special thank you to the drumline and dance team for ending their tours with a special performance. Eighth grade preview night for our parents is tomorrow night at the high school. The Student Achievement Fair is one of the most rewarding exhibits at the Ohio School Board Association Capitol Conference. This popular event takes place in Columbus on Monday, November 12th at the Convention Center. The Student Achievement Fair showcases the many innovative programs school districts have created to boost student achievement and engage young people in learning. It offers excellent opportunities to learn about programs, share ideas, and celebrate what public education in Ohio is all about, helping students achieve. The Whitmer CTC Engineering Technology 2 students were nominated to participate in the Achievement Fair to demonstrate their use of the SPRINT method to research problems. 14 of the engineering technology students will also exhibit how research data and problem solving assisted them in developing solutions. The examples of student projects are paintball gun hopper, reduction of single-use plastics, Dinder restaurant selection app, junior high building design project, and outfield field groomer for our baseball field. So that's a pretty impressive honor for them to be able to participate in the Ohio School Board Conference. Also at the conference, Mr. Hunter will be recognized. And I talked about this earlier a couple months ago, but on Sunday, Mr. Hunter will be recognized as one of only 32 board members in the state of Ohio with over 25 years or more of service. So that begins at the general session at 3:30 on Sunday in Columbus at the conference. So thank you again, Mr. Hunter, for your years of service. Lastly, Whitmer Theater proudly presents Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. Showtimes will be held in the Nightingale Center for Performing Arts on Thursday, November 15th Friday, November 16th, and Saturday, November 17th at 7 p.m., and the final performance on Sunday, November 18th at 2 p.m. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Dr. Hayward. Mr. Davis?
Good evening. Usually I try to prepare something to say, and this evening I was thinking of what could I say about today. I have to say that I really enjoyed that our string orchestra did an awesome job. I really enjoyed our Shoreland presentation. I have a warm spot in my heart for Shoreland for obvious reasons. All three of my children went there, and I think we have one of the best educators around, especially in that building, but also within this district. I think we have the best staff, best principals, best administration in this district. I'm proud of this district. I'm proud to represent this district. We obviously had a levy yesterday that did not go the way we wanted it to go, but I'm really proud of how it turned out. Months ago, to be transparent with you, I wouldn't have thought there was a snowball chance in the world below us that levy was going to pass or even come close to passing. For us to say that we are probably going to be around 200 votes or less for us passing that, I think is an amazing accomplishment, and that speaks to everyone in this district, our students, our parents, our board, our teachers, our classified staff, our principals. We are a positive district. We're going to move forward. Thank you, Lisa, for co-chairing that with me. I really appreciate it. We move forward. Have a great night and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
I will simply piggyback off that, just referring to yesterday. You know, one of the comments that I made on Facebook is that we are only defeated if we choose to give up, and that is not something that Washington Local does. The numbers didn't surprise me, but I was encouraged by them, and I shared that with Mark because Mark and I co-chaired this along with lots of help that sits up here also. But Mark, I will just let you know, I know that there was so many nights of you walking door to door and with many other people doing a live Facebook and taking days off that you didn't have to do. So if it's anybody that really pulled this through, it was you. And I was your right hand, but you really did a lot. And I just want to acknowledge that. And certainly acknowledge everything that Dr. Hayward, and I know this is your first one, and it was a little rough, and we learned a lot together. And then with Chris and just the board. And Jeff, you were amazing with the detail at the community event that we had. I think it was important. We wanted to stay transparent. There are no secrets up here. And I think even though that was defeated, I am encouraged. I'm very encouraged. I know that, you know, I think that the community heard us. I think they heard our message. Maybe we weren't just quite as loud as we needed to be. But it's back to, you know, we're going to be at OSBA this weekend, but it's back to work next week, and we will do that. So we still need your help. We appreciate every coach, every teacher, OPSI, and Tolls, and everybody, the people that stood at the polls, the people that voted, every single person that decided to say yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So we'll be back at it.
Thank you, Ms. Canales. Mr. Hunter?
Thank you. I'd like to start out my comments tonight by offering an apology to the members of OPSI. I think last meeting, in my enthusiasm to see the Tolls' support of our levy, I may have been taken wrong in the sense that someone thought I didn't feel OPSI to be as important. For 25 years, I have always and stood by very closely the fact that the role of our OPSI people, the importance and contribution they make to our school system and its success. I certainly think nothing less of OPSI than I would have Tolls or anyone else. I think every member of that organization has worked extremely hard over the years to make Washington Local what it is. So if my words were misconstrued, please accept my apology. I have always been a major supporter of those people that are members of OPSI. I also wanted to just comment on the role Dr. Hayward had in the levy. I've been around a while, and I'll tell you, she really, really worked her tail off. This was a levy that was at a tough time for Washington Local, I think. But I sat back in just amazement at how much work this lady put forth toward this, an organization, the amount of days that she walked house to house, and the amount of meetings she went to. Certainly reassures me that when we chose her as our superintendent, we chose the right lady. Her dedication is beyond, it's just so impressive to me what she put into this levy. I know we consider that her job, but in my opinion, the hours and that she put into it were just phenomenal. And Dr. Hayward, thank you so much for all you're doing for our district daily. Just very, very impressive. I also want to mention, I went to the fall sports last night, and it was a packed house, which was really kind of crazy, because in the fall sports, usually you also have your who was missing last night? What team was there not there last night?
Football.
I thought it was
football.
There was another one also, wasn't there?
No.
Well, anyhow, it was a packed house, and I mean, it was literally standing room only. And it was just very encouraging, and the words that people were talking about and talking about our children and then watching our children, it was really, really super. Just a fabulous night. The Shoreland presentation was really cool. Ms. Dito, you know, I think the world of you also. And I love the way you incorporated everybody in the building. And that was really nice, because I do know you have a wonderfully dedicated staff there too. So thank you so much for that. That was you did set the bar pretty hard. So it'll be interesting to see. The next one, Tom, will have to include food in order to get you on board, I'm sure, there. So
hey.
but that's my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. Who is next, Dr. Hayward? Do you know who the next December presentation is?
It is Bert.
Bert? Oh, my home school, Hiawatha. Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And as I said already, Ms. Dito did set the bar high, so I'm expecting good things of you, Mr. Bernhardt, and all the other. And I see Mr. Coleman giving you some encouragement or something else, I don't know. But excellent job, Tim. And again, as others have said, you represented your whole your staff, your students, and everyone else. It was a very nice presentation, and thank you. And I do look forward to yours, Mr. Bernhardt. Also, Mr. Gordon, fantastic job with the Whitmer Chamber Orchestra. I love music. My family loves music. 3 out of 4 of my children were in Whitmer music, and it is just part of why we are so special as a school district, how much love and attention we put into the arts. And I would encourage everyone, the art on the wall is beautiful. The holidays are coming up, Christmas, Hanukkah, and others. I would certainly encourage have principals and teachers and art folks put more stuff on the walls. I'd love to see that. The community forum that we held last month was an excellent opportunity, and as Ms. Canales said, we are trying to be very transparent with the district. We're trying to share all the information. I was very disappointed with the turnout, unfortunately, but I want to thank everybody who had a hand in putting that together and being there, ready to answer questions and provide information on what's happening in the district. I'd like to see more of those happen in the future, so again, that our community knows exactly how their dollars are being spent and all the great programs that we have to offer here in Washington Local. Again, we'll be talking about that in the future. Employee recognition dinner last month as well. Great opportunity to honor folks who have dedicated much of their lives to Washington Local. And it was I was thrilled to be present with 5 retirees who, with a combined total of about 200 years of service. It's a great thing that all of those people, again, commit their lives to our students, our community. Sports banquets as well, Mr. Hunter mentioned. I'm really impressed by the coaches who step forward and they really raise up their students and let them know, not just athletically, but also academically. Much of that was stressed by all of the coaches and highlighting the academic achievements of all of their individuals. Mr. Hughes, Ms. Canales, and Dr. Hayward, you've heard it said before, I want to thank you personally and publicly for the yeoman's work that you guys have done over the last several months. And although the outcome is not as we had hoped, obviously, I saw all of you working very hard, and I would echo the sentiments of Mr. Hunter that Dr. Hayward put in hours and hours and hours. And it is well beyond her job description. And I know Mark and Lisa, you did as well. And you do it for free because we are paid peanuts to be on this board. But I'm sorry. And Jeff, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I apologize. Mr. Davis did too. I mean, so many people put the work in, but you know, you do it for free because, again, we get paid peanuts, but I want to thank you again for everything that you did and worked so very hard. And we're okay. We'll be back, and we'll, again, let the community know exactly the great things that are happening here in this district. I have no doubt that we'll be there. The Student Achievement Fair, I'm very, very excited. I've talked to Ms. Squibb about her students going down, and it's just really a great opportunity to showcase on a state level the great things that are happening in Washtenaw Local and in Whitmer in the CTC program. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that group come next Monday when they will be presenting in Columbus. And last but not least, a bit of good news. I am part of the facilities committee looking at our buildings and their potential reconstruction in the future. Obviously, we've got many mountains to climb before we get there. But while we were sitting in the meeting 2 weeks ago, we received word from the state of Ohio that our percentage had changed. We are now 19% committed versus Ohio's 81% committed to any construction programs that we undertake. So we've seen an increase on the part of the state of Ohio by 6 percentage points. So that is some great news.
Awesome.
And I'm hoping that we will, again, be able to go forward with construction of some or all of our buildings. And again, that is what we are looking at diligently over the next several months. So a bit of good news and a sea of maybe some not so good news.
Yep.
So.
Mr. Elstrup, if you don't mind, I did forget to thank Dr. Hayward, and I apologize. I don't remember thanking you for all the work that you have done. I know we were on the phone quite a bit talking Levy strategy.
Everybody worked so hard on that.
Everybody. And I wanted to also thank Mr. Bell, because I think he has some battle wounds to go along with the help he participated in with Levy. So thank you to everybody. Thank you for everybody that participated in doing the Facebook Lives. I know I was pretty persistent about that. Thank you for everybody who canvassed. Thank you. I don't want to forget anybody.
And
thank you for everybody who
Mr. Falk, of course.
And I don't Mr. Falk is he's always
left out. I apologize. I look at Dr. Hayward and I forget about him. I apologize for that. But you're right, Mark. So many people contributed to this effort, and none of that was wasted.
No.
And I appreciate all of them and everything that they've done.
Yes.
My suggestion is not 7:30 a.m. Facebook Live, but
well,
we're going to be doing those alone.
Anything else, Mr. Donner? Ms. Canales, anything else?
Actually, I wanted to just throw this in here. I have a wonderful gift that Dr. Hayward gave me, and I had to show it off. I wanted to thank you for my stiletto Ohio State shirt. Anybody that knows me, because I wear heels all the time. So I just really appreciate it, and I'm a big Ohio State fan, so thank you for thinking of me outside the box, Susan. Thank you.
Sure.
Go Bucks.
Mr. Hughes, anything else?
No.
Mr. Davis.
Just real quick, I just would like to thank all of our staff, from the bus drivers to pick the kids up, bringing them to school, to the administrators, to the teachers, to our cafeteria workers, all of our employees, for providing an outstanding experience for kids every day. And it's just amazing seeing, and we saw a snippet of that from Shoreland. And you saw the enthusiasm, you saw that genuine love for kids and love for the jobs. And it's really fun being around people who love what they're doing. And what's really nice is the kids come to school and they get to interact with people like that. And that's not a bad way to go through your day. And so I just appreciate all the hard work and the energy and the expertise that everyone brings to the table as we serve the children of this district today, tomorrow, the day after, and so on and so forth. So I just appreciate your hard work, your dedication, and your love for what you do and the people you do it with. So thanks.
We struggled a little bit today, and Mr. Davis, I'm going to have him share one of the highlights of our day because he had the opportunity to ride a bus yesterday, and he praised and praised and praised the bus driver. And can you just briefly share that story?
Sure. It's Becky, it's Carrie Lewicki. Is a bus driver. Carrie Lewicki is a bus driver over at Greenwood, and I'm sure she does high school routes as well. I got the opportunity. We had some concerns about a bus drop that we have, a bus stop. And so we went and just kind of, I rode the bus and was on the bus with Carrie and her students from Greenwood. And it was just a joy being in the space. And I know everyone says a bunch of kids on the bus, it doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but it really was. And what was amazing was the relationship that Carrie had with each of those students, and then also the relationship she's built with each of the parents that show up to collect their kids or to drop them off. And she knows them, they know her, they interact in a way that's genuine and it's so positive. She asks them to do things and they do them for her, not because she demands it, but because there's a relationship and a mutual respect there. That just was awesome to kind of be around. And once again, it's someone who loves their job. She loves it. She couldn't stop talking about how much fun she has and the joy she gets from performing this service for the students of our district and for the district. So it was just it was fun being in that environment. It was fun to do some problem solving. It was fun to come up with a workable solution and then to just be part of the process. So it was a wonderful, it did make my day. And when you can find those moments, when you are in those situations that kind of roll that way, it makes coming to work a whole lot of fun. So that was my fun today. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr.
Can you call me if you're going to ride the bus again? Because I really want to see that. I'm sorry.
Anybody wants to?
I'm joking.
Not a big deal.
Nice job.
Dr. Avery.
Exhibit 8, gifts and donations. Jefferson Junior High School received a donation of miscellaneous school supplies for students from Chuck Popovich. Chuck's wife, Erin, is a junior high math teacher at Jefferson. This donation consisted of 57 single subject notebooks, 65 composition notebooks, and 50 binders. Maurice Clothing Store, AdoptAClassroom.org, donated $100 to be spent on school supplies for Monac Elementary School. AdoptAClassroom.org is grateful for Maurice's ongoing partnership and commitment to education. As part of their back-to-school campaign this past fall, Maurice Clothing Store and their customers raised money for classrooms across the country. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education accept the gifts and donations as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter. Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Elstrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 9, purchases over $25,000. The Student Services Department is requesting approval for the purchase of McGraw-Hill Language Arts resources for elementary students with disabilities. These materials provide a research and evidence-based language arts instructional approach for our grades 4 through 6 students with disabilities and for students in K-3 grade academic resource rooms who need intensive literacy instruction. The rationale for this request is to increase the intensity of special education instruction for students who are not making adequate progress in learning to read and write. These resources will provide a more comprehensive set of materials for our intervention specialists and lead to more uniform specialized instruction across our 8 elementary school buildings. The total cost of the educational materials is $165,207 with $67,167.81 in free materials, and the price of shipping was $3,000. The grand total was $101,037.36. The Student Services Department is also requesting approval for services that exceed $25,000 for the 2018-19 school year for a sign language interpreter at Jackman Elementary School. The sign language interpreter provided by ESC of Lake Erie West services one student who is hearing impaired and uses American Sign Language to communicate. The hourly rate is $34.47 with a total cost of $35,000. The Curriculum and Instruction Department is requesting approval for the purchase of student and teacher editions of the Ohio Performance Coach Math and English Language Arts Supplemental Resources. These resources are designed to provide a flexible instructional pathway that fits individual classroom needs. Teachers can utilize the supplemental resources with whole or small group of students who need enrichment, intervention, or additional practice with the Ohio Learning Standards. Washington local teachers will be implementing the Ohio Performance Coach Ohio Learning Standards editions with students in grades 3-6. The total cost is $46,517.30, and shipping is at no charge. Per policy 6320, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve purchases over $25,000 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales. Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
I believe the McGraw-Hill product that we're looking at here, is Neil in the house?
Yes.
Can you explain again what they're providing us as far as training on this material?
So they're providing initial training on each set of materials, and for each item it's 1 day of training. And they're providing that at no cost. It started right and did it going well. And then they're providing, I want to say, 10 or 12 days of ongoing coaching. So they'll actually come in the district, go into classrooms, model for teachers how to use the materials, watch the teachers, give them feedback, help us with the data system, and just guide us through the process.
I just want everybody to hear that, because I think it's so important when you put in product like this that you don't just throw it in the classroom and say, go. They get the opportunity to see how it works, how it's done, and I think that's really an important part of this purchase, to be honest with you. Special education curriculum is very scant, generally, and it's nice to see that we're putting something, you know, strong in place. So thank you for your efforts on that.
Anyone else? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Nally.
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 10, Whitmer Athletic Hall of Fame. The Whitmer Athletic Hall of Fame has been a valuable tradition to the Washington local community for the past 22 years. The Hall of Fame Committee continually looks for financial resources to help offset the ever-increasing cost of holding these Athletic Hall of Fame inductions. The Whitmer Athletic Hall of Fame Committee members are asking the Washington Local Board of Education for their continued support with the annual donation of $4,000 to help defray the financial obligations of the inductions. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the Whitmer Athletic Hall of Fame annual donation of $4,000 to help facilitate this highly respected event as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
I think this is an excellent opportunity to cherish our alumni, cherish the people that have done great things in our district. And it's nice to see, because I've been to many of these where we have former coaches, former players, and you see the successes that they have. And when they get up to speak, a lot of times they bring back memories of what positive influences they've learned here in our schools. And it's noble to see how well our kids have done leaving our school district. So I would encourage people, if you have the opportunity to attend this event, which I believe is now in the winter, please take the time to come, because it's well worth it.
Thank you, Mr. Anyone else? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 11, 22-plus adult high school diploma program. The 22-plus adult high school diploma program is part of the Ohio Adult Diploma Program for individuals who are 22 years old or older who desire to earn a high school diploma. This program is offered through Owens Community College and Pinta County Career Center. Residents of Washington Local who complete this program and live in our district are issued a high school diploma through Whitmer High School. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education record the names of the two Washington Local School District residents as official 22-plus adult high school diploma program recipients as presented.
If they are present, Robert Johnson and Keegan, I'm going to say this Theron. Wrong, Theron, are they present? Insofar as graduates are always presented on stage, we would ask you to come and shake the hands of the Board of Education as you receive your diploma tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
Congratulations.
Body, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Cool.
Glad to do it. And I think we need a motion to approve that, actually. I'm sorry.
Oh. I was going to say.
Got ahead of myself motion. There. I will make the motion to approve that.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion of any sort? Call the roll, please. Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrop?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 12, executive session. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session for number 2, consider the employment of a public employee or official. Number 7, consider the compensation of a public employee or official. Number 9, consider the purchase of property for public purposes. Number 13, consider information that concerns a proposed negotiation and or contractual agreement with a person, firm, labor organization, or government entity, and would impair the school district's position with respect to such negotiations or agreements if such information were to be disclosed publicly.
So move.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Call the roll, please. Mr. Ostrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Enter executive session at 7:08 p.m. Let's see, mine. Let the minutes reflect that at 8:04 p.m., the Washington Local Board of Education returned from executive session. All four members of the board who entered returned, and we did discuss the employment of a public employee official, the compensation of a public employee official, the purchase of property for public purposes, and consider information that concerns a proposed negotiation or contractual agreement with a person, firm, labor organization, or governmental entity, which would impair the school district position with respect to such negotiation agreement if such information were to be publicly disclosed. That's items 2, 7, 9, and 13. Again, all four members of the board returned. Personnel issues. Dr. Hayward.
Exhibit 13, personnel. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please. Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrop?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Looking for a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hughes, second by Ms. Canales. Call the roll, please. Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrop?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Let the record show that all recordings being has been made on file of the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting stand adjourned at 8:06 p.m.